This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Mr. Kurt Rogers is with us. Their number is 720-895-0500. Anything you need for mortgages, they're your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. Kurt, how are you?
I am doing just fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. A little Bronco hangover, but you know.
You know, I will agree it's Bronco hangover, but I got to go back to the World Series because
yeah.
I haven't seen
Wow.
It's just, I haven't seen a World Series like this in a long time.
Yes, sir.
Sunday night was like a slugfest.
Yeah, it was awesome.
They just kept going at it. It's like, okay, who's gonna be the last one to land the punch?
Yep.
It was a great game.
Cool.
I was going to go to bed early, but I couldn't because they just kept going.
Yeah, the East Coast, it had to be about 2 a.m. when that sucker ended. Wow. That was a long day at the park.
Yeah, and then these pitchers are worn out. They keep trying, they keep moving the pitchers mm-hmm. around, and these pitchers are just worn out.
Yep. Yeah, great game tonight. I guess game five.
Six tonight.
Yeah.
It could end tonight.
Absolutely.
I'm kind of hoping it doesn't, so we go to game seven just because that's what the series deserves.
Exactly. We're going to get to our guest in just a second, but let's touch on some mortgage information here. We always hear mortgage insurance. What is mortgage insurance and why do you need it?
Well, it's got the word insurance. So the reason that you have insurance is the banks that are going to loan you the money, they loan money because of risk. The higher the risk, the more they're going to charge you. So one of the ways they eliminate some of the risk for them is if you're not going to put 20% down and do a loan amount of 80% of value, they want to insure their investment. So they have mortgage insurance. They have this company that will put insurance on it that if you default, that insurance company will pay that lender off,
okay,
whether it's FHA or conventional. So if you're not putting the money down, that's why it's needed, is the bank is just insuring their investment.
Okay. So a lot of times you'll talk about things when you're doing a mortgage show with us about, and you don't need mortgage insurance. Sounds pretty positive. But when is it a good thing?
It is a good thing, and it's we've actually got two loans, and I was talking with one of my loan officers earlier. The best loan for these folks right now is because of their financial situation and their credit scores, a loan with mortgage insurance because they get a better rate. Their payments are going to be considerably less than if they got a loan without the mortgage insurance.
Okay.
So at that time, you want to take that because it's a good idea. Now, what these folks are going to do within 6 months to a year is they're, because the value will be up, they'll refinance out, have improved their credit scores, and be in a much better position. But to get the home and to get it going, sometimes mortgage insurance is necessary.
Okay. And then if you want to avoid mortgage insurance, what are your key steps to that?
Well, the biggest way to avoid mortgage insurance is having a credit score above a 680. If you're above 680 and somebody's trying to tell you need mortgage insurance, you probably really don't. When you look at a loan, let's take a $300,000 loan. If your rate is 3.5 and you're paying mortgage insurance, it's like paying 4.75. Because if I was to take that payment on $300,000, it's $1,560. At 4.75, it's $1,561. So you're actually paying a point and a quarter higher because you got the mortgage insurance. So if you can get rid of it, because rates aren't 4.75 now, you're going to get a rate around 4.25, 4%, maybe less. So you can actually get around not paying the mortgage insurance if your credit score is above a 680. It's when you go below that the mortgage insurance starts to become a factor, or you don't have very little down. There are loans and programs out there now with $1,000 down, but they're going to have mortgage insurance.
Okay. 720-895-0500. Again, Kurt and his team do a great, great job. So if you're looking just for a regular mortgage, a reverse mortgage, refinancing, whatever the case, they'll be glad to help you out. And they're located right over here in the Greenwood Village area. 720-895-0500. Well, glad to welcome in studio, and no stranger to the airways of KLZ 560, Kyle O'Dell. Kyle, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Scott.
Kyle is normally with us on Mondays, but we thought we were doing something a little bit different here. With the title of the show, Your Money Matters, and no better guest
Kyle's the guy
right
on
here.
Your Money.
Yes, sir. So let's back up, and it's been a while since we've done this, Kyle. Just kind of reintroduce yourself, how you got into this, and then we'll get into Odell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Ship.
Right. So what we are, we're a retirement planning firm. And most of our clients, you know, reach out to us, you know, whether they're referred our way or, you know, we see a lot of families that, you know, they'll save for years and years in their 401ks and IRAs. And then the average family reaches out to us somewhere between age 53 and 63, 64, right in there. And because they realize that, you know what, I'm now on that back nine of life and I only have one shot at getting retirement right. So, you know, I'm. What we find is most families reach out to us at that point because they're looking for that advisor, or maybe they want to get a second set of eyes on their current plan and make sure that, you know, maybe they've been working with an advisor for the last 10, 15, 20 years. I see that all the time. And they may have a pretty strong relationship there, but they haven't checked up on that to see, you know, are there other options out there? You know, are there other advisors that can maybe do more outside of what I've been receiving right now? And they'll reach out to us for that second opinion to see what we can do.
That's great. Odell, Winkfield, Roseman, Ship. So you're a managing partner in that firm. How would you say, because let's face it, there's a lot of financial folks out there. What do you feel sets your firm apart? Maybe it's philosophy, mission, whatever you want to call it. What makes you guys different?
You know, there are a number of things that really separate us from most firms out there, and that what I find all day long when families come into my office, Scott, is that they have a portfolio. They have an array of stocks and mutual funds and so forth that either they're managing themselves or they are working with an advisor someplace. And that's all that they have is just simply a portfolio. And they don't have a plan. And that's where we come in to figure out, you know, really how did we develop a plan to look at everything in that full financial scope? How and when to file for Social Security? You know, which accounts should we withdraw from? When the market's up, when the market's down, how do we work to create a more predictable retirement so that when the market does fluctuate, hopefully we're not affected as much. And where we've really built our reputation more than anything else is to help our clients to safeguard their assets during those volatile market times and during those down market times. The strategies that we use and the money managers that we use, they did very well in 2008. And it's during those times that really caused that panic. And when families are looking to retire, if we have another 2008 happen, you know, most families can't retire through that. They've just lost 40% of their portfolio, and now they need to look at going back to work or whatever that may be. You know, we really have some issues there. Well, we need to work to avoid those big drops, and that's what we've developed a reputation on. So what makes us different? The big key is that we have a reputation to help our clients safeguard that money. Whereas when it comes to the money management of any other firm out there, in most cases, they don't have anything defensive in that portfolio to help you to safeguard those assets. You're paying a fee. But my question is, and I ask this of families all the time, what's your expectation when you pay a fee? Because the only thing that you're going to get back is a portfolio.
Right.
There's no other conversation beyond that. There's no conversation beyond that that's going to help you to reduce your future taxes on that portfolio, the RMDs, the required minimum distributions when you get to 70 and a half. There's nothing there to help you to safeguard that asset if the market starts getting volatile, or, you know, if that firm saw a 2008, you know, another drop coming up. There's nothing that they can do or will do in that case. Mm-hmm. There's nothing there. We think that there's a lifeguard on duty, but there's not. And so our job is as a fiduciary firm, and that's one of the big keys that separates us. I think, you know, the word that term fiduciary has really come up in our our industry here in the last couple of years, where the Department of Labor is working to force all firms to fall under the fiduciary rule to act as a fiduciary. But I would still say that even when they get that in place, that they're still not truly acting as a fiduciary. Mm-hmm. Because in that case, if I'm you know, when I first started in this industry, I worked for a division of Citibank, and our brokerage firm was Smith Barney. And even if I had that license back then as a fiduciary, Smith Barney still had a rep that came in our office once a month that still told us what to give all of our clients. And there isn't going to be anything different outside of that. You're still told what portfolios to put together for families,
right.
And your hands are tied when you work with a big firm like that. your hands are tied as to what you can offer someone. You can only offer someone the portfolios that that company has to offer.
Sure.
And being an independent firm, we have the ability to go out and look at all portfolios that are out there, design our own portfolios, create new strategies. And really, at the end of the day, the only person I answer to are my clients. I don't answer to an employer anymore, and my wife.
Yeah,
but
me.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I think number, all of us are
she's
right.
at the top of the list.
She is number one on the list and two. Yes, absolutely.
You bring up a point. We've all seen the market change from 2008. In 2008, it was really high. And like most of us in our age bracket, Scott,
yes, sir.
I know you're older than me by 15 or 20 years, but because of what happened in 2008, we can't afford another hit. And you mentioned that. Stock market's way up, highest it's ever been. We all know and sense that it's coming. What can you, and you mentioned that your firm looks at these things, what can the average person do to help prevent that from taking such a devastating hit if it happens again?
Well, that's a great question, and I get asked that question several times a day. What I would say is, in the portfolios that I see come in my office every day, and I'm not going to name any companies
right.
out
right.
there because I have nothing against any of them. You know, when we're looking at it, it's a very simple approach. When we look at it, most families just simply have a portfolio, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That portfolio is going to rise or fall with whatever the market does. The problem that most families have is that they don't know when that market correction is going to come about.
Correct.
Right? That's what we're all trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Right? So on our end, we have two main approaches that we take when it comes to managing clients' assets. In our industry, you have two big gorillas in our industry. You have Wall Street and you have insurance companies. Neither one of them like each other. They both think that they're right all the time.
Sure.
And they both think that the other one's wrong all the time. Well,
sounds like our politicians.
Yes. Yes.
No, I didn't mean it, but doesn't it?
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. They get along about that well.
Yeah.
And that's exactly right. So on our end, my job as that fiduciary is to go out and figure out what is best for you.
Correct.
I don't listen to another company saying, hey, my investment's best, my insurance product is best, and whatever that may be. When we look at it, you know, my job is to sit down with a client and truly find out what do you want, what's important to you, what do you want to accomplish during retirement, how do you want your money managed? Well, based on what you're telling me, then my job is to go out and look at that vast array of financial products and strategies that are out there and bring that back to you, the best answer that I can bring back. That may be meaning that we need to look at insurance products. That may mean that we need to look at Wall Street products. We need to look at both in most instances. If a client wants to be completely safe and not worry about that money, if the market drops, the only way to go in our industry is an insurance product. There is no other answer. You can't go to the Wall Street side.
It's not safe.
It's not safe. So, you know, in that case, we need to, but then here's the first thing that triggers in someone's mind when I say that, you know, if we're going to put our money into a safe place where we can't lose money, the first thing that comes into their mind next is, well, then I'm not going to make any rate of return. I'm not going to get any growth.
Correct.
Right? But we still want that growth. We want an opportunity for growth. And there is that growth out there based on the track record. And let me give you a simple analogy there. That most advisors, and I'm not trying to beat up on any of them, it's just that, and I operated in this world for 11 years initially when I was with Citibank. I've been mm-hmm. doing this for 24 years now. When I started off, most advisors, we are order takers. We sit down with someone, we ask them, how conservative do you want to be? To how aggressive do you want to be? Or are you someplace in the middle? Or are you a moderate? Where are you at? Well, you're moderate. Okay, well, that's portfolio number three. Because of what my investment firm said, that's where you should be. So now you're portfolio number three. And then you're going to rise and fall with whatever the market does. In our situation, you know, now we're going to look at how do we sit down with a family and put their assets in, rather than me being an order taker or being a line cook.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Being a line cook. In my situation, now I can be a chef. I can sit down with someone and create. I'm not just putting you in portfolio number three. I'm going to create a portfolio number three. I'm that chef. So I can get very creative. So I don't have to use, most of the time when someone, let me give you a simple example, you know, probably the safest product that's out there because of how the industry works and everything is an insurance product, an annuity. That's probably the safest product that's out there in our country. Okay. But if we put our money there, most people fear that we're not going to be able to get to that money, that it's not liquid, that I'm not going to make much of a rate of return. Well, in most instances, that's probably correct because you're dealing with an insurance agent, someone that is an order taker, unfortunately. In what we can do, I have the ability to go out and now be that chef and create, there are 386 annuities out there. Let me go find the right one for you. You want liquidity? Let me get you one that has liquidity. You want one with low fees or no fees? I can get you that. You want one that has a great track record in terms of rate of return, yep, double digit rate of return in some really nice years? We can look at that. And so my job is to go out and find you, what do you want? And it doesn't mean putting all your money into one place, whether it is Wall Street or insurance. Most of our clients spread that money out into different places once they fully understand what their options are. And so I think a lot of times, you know, we get, I find that the consumer, especially here in Denver, because I understand how our industry works, there are a lot of companies that are that represent insurance companies in this city, and the consumer gets beat up and hammered with annuities all day long. Mm-hmm. And they become jaded to it, and rightfully so, I believe. But what I ask families to do is to have that open mind. Let's sit down and let me show you how a chef handles this. Let's look at this from a different perspective. And if it's right for you, we'll talk about it. If it's not right for you, we'll look at something else, because sure, my job is to deliver for you and only answer to you and your family, what do you want?
Right. Kyle Odell is our guest. He's a managing partner with Odell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Shipp. You can check out their website at owrsfirm.com. His number is 303-780-7350, 303-780-7350. When we come back, we're going to talk about as much as we can today in this whole financial planning world. We're going to talk about some Social Security, annuities, and more. If you have any questions, our lines are open, 303-477-5600. This is Haystack Health Radio.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Affordable Interest Mortgage still has rates in the mid-threes. Do that upgrade that you've been putting off, or pay off that high interest rate debt, or just get ready for the holidays. Purchase your next home with only 2% down and no mortgage insurance. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We all know rates are going to go up, so why keep putting it off when you can borrow money in the threes? Do you know paying mortgage insurance is like adding 1.5% to your current rate without the tax deduction? Why? Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Call now and find out how to pay off your home faster, save over $100,000 in excess interest that you get to keep, all without changing one penny of your spending habits. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. VA loans to 100% with cash out in the low threes. We've been serving Colorado since 2001, where it's all about you is not just our motto, it's who we are. Get the respect you deserve. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
When you create your pet's list of New Year's Pawsolutions, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center will help you check off every item. Start the year fresh with a medical checkup for your beloved companion, or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats? And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers is boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets, so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050 and schedule your pet's Pawsolutions appointment today.
Mark your calendar. The International Sportsman's Expo coming January 11th to the Colorado Convention Center. Try the gear, buy the trips, meet the pros. The Sportsman's Expo coming January 11th through 14th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver.
Snow's coming, and at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, we have over 150 pre-owned trucks and SUVs on sale right now. We made a special purchase and will wholesale to the public. 4x4 starting at just $59.95, so come visit us. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers, our host of the show, actually, for Affordable Interest Mortgage and a sponsor of our show. And once again, if you've got any mortgage needs, Kurt can help you out. 720-895-0500. Kyle Odell is our guest today on Your Money Matters. He's a managing partner with Odell, Winkfield, Roseman & Shipp, and their website is owrsfirm.com.
Now, you were talking before the break about insurance and Wall Street. Blue and red, it's kind of what we can call them. What's the difference between how Wall Street manages your money versus how your firm manages my money?
That's a great question, Kurt. So typically with Wall Street, so I'll give you an example of how I did things when I was with Citibank and Smith Barney and so forth for years. We'd sit down with a family and design a portfolio, and you would rise and fall with whatever that portfolio did. You know, you would come in and, you know, we were talking during the break that, you know, a lot of families out there will say, you know, I can't afford to lose more than 10% of what I have. Well, okay. Well, then historically that would mean that you're going to be put into portfolio number three. And because that one typically doesn't have a drawdown of greater than 10%. So, but you're going to fluctuate with whatever that market, you know, does on that portfolio. How we do things is that we use institutional money managers. Now, an institutional money manager, they manage money defensively. They manage money for large corporations, endowments, charities, and wealthy families, and their number one focus is to manage that money defensively. Because the last thing that that a money manager would want to do, let's say they're managing money for Apple,
right,
that has $60 billion of cash laying around. Well, if they lose half of that, the shareholders, people get fired.
They're out of a job.
Yes, and the CEO of Apple is too.
Yeah.
So there are problems, right? Yeah. So they're going to manage money defensively. So the money managers I use, I look for money managers that have been managing money for 20 plus years. What's your track record? How did you do in 08? How did you perform? And what we know is that the market's going to fluctuate every day, and none of us, including my money managers, are smart enough to figure out what it's going to do every day, the little ups and downs. Whatever it's doing today, up or down 100 points, no one knows, right?
Right.
What we want to look at is, how do we avoid the big drops, the 08s or that tech bubble coming out of the 90s, the 2000, 2001, 2002, that long three-year drop right there? So I want to use money managers that have been through that and have a track record of excelling and doing very well during those years. So on our end, what we'll do, I always use an analogy. I have some money managers that will have you in the market, and it's like being in a swimming pool. But then when the market's not looking good, we're going to hop out. Maybe we go to a safer place, let's say bonds or T-bills or somewhere. We go over to the kiddie pool. Maybe we're not making as much, but we're still
we're
in,
safe,
right? And I have other money managers that'll just simply pull you completely out of the pool. We're going to get out. We're going to go to cash right now. But one of the big things, and this is I think, a fantastic piece. This is as important a part, of, I think, as I'll talk about today, is that over the years, the consumer's becoming more and more educated. And if we look at it, over the years, the S&P 500, that's the 500 largest right. stocks in the U.S., they rise and fall. Last year, they did about 9.5% overall. And out of all those, what we know over time is that if you were to go pick a group of stocks or pick a group of mutual funds, or you pay an advisor to do that, the odds of you or that advisor keeping up with the S&P 500 on a growth portfolio is very small. It just doesn't happen. So why would you pay somebody to go do that when you could just go buy the index yourself, go buy the S&P 500? So what we've been doing for our clients for years is we use the indexes, but we manage them defensively. So if, let's say we look at the growth part of your portfolio, and we can do this whether it's with Wall Street or insurance, it doesn't matter, either one, we're going to use the indexes. That's the ultimate, that's the Michael Jordan, that's the Peyton Manning. I know I can't beat it, so why wouldn't I just put it on my team?
Yes.
But I know that Peyton Manning's not going to look great for all 16 games, right? He's going to have a game or two where he's going to struggle. The S&P's not going to look good every year. So at times, we need to go defensive with it. And that's where we leave that up to our money manager that has a track record of, they build an algorithm, they look at a bunch of different things in the market, and when that algorithm, when all the different parts of it starts turning negative, they know that they're going to pull that out and let's go to a defensive spot. Or with the insurance companies, they'll use the indexes also, but the way that they do it in a way where even if the market drops, we just don't have any risk. And you know, on the insurance side, I'll give you an example of how safe that money is out there. If we go back to 08, and I believe that these numbers are correct, if we go back to 08, there were 496 companies in our in the financial industry that took a bailout from our government or from us taxpayers.
Right.
496. Out of those, only six of them were insurance companies. 490 were Wall Street firms and banks. So you tell me which part of our industry is the safest if our economy has a big downturn. And I can go back and look at the Great Depression. We'll see the same type of numbers there. Now, there wasn't a bailout back then. Our government actually took a loan from J.P. Morgan and the insurance companies.
Correct.
To get the economy stimulated and going again. So how we manage money on the Wall Street side, I have money managers that have a track record of doing it. We use the indexes. We use different parts of the indexes or different ways that we do it. Depends on what the person, my client, is trying to accomplish. And then on the insurance side, we do the same thing. We also use indexes, but everything that we do across the board has a defensive component to it. We never just put our clients in the market and just, hey, you're going to fluctuate with the market, and good luck on that.
And you talked earlier about the fiduciary responsibility, and a lot of times that word's not brought up. It's been brought up in my industry. They've changed the regulations. I have a duty to take care of my customers' money, as you do. FINRA has come out, and they've tightened up the regulations on what you can do and how much you can make. One of the questions that always gets asked is, how much am I paying you to do what you do? Now, some of that's been controlled by the government lately. Some of that is good, but some of that is bad, because you're not allowing somebody to make any money on this product. You're not going to offer it because there's no money in it. But what should somebody, when they're looking at working with your firm, when they're talking about the fees, what should they look at on fees as you're going along on the different products that you offer?
So the typical family that comes in, one of the things that we always do is an apples-to-apples comparison, their current portfolio versus what we can do for them. We'll look at fees, we'll look at risk, we'll look at performance, we'll look at a bunch of different areas. And what I explain to everyone is the fee that you're currently paying, whether it's a 0.5% or 3%, I don't have a problem with it. My question is, what are you receiving in return for the fee?
Yeah.
Are you receiving value that's commensurate to the fee, that offsets that fee, that still puts a positive back in your pocket where you're still coming out ahead over time?
Is your portfolio growing in excess of? Yeah.
Right. That's the question, yeah. Right? I mean, if there was if there was the greatest money manager, like, I would pay Warren Buffett. If we could go back to 1950, I'd pay him 10% a year.
Yeah.
Right?
Quickly.
It would be worth it, right? Okay. So the question is your fee worth it? What I find for most families, and this comes from an area of, you know, in our industry, there are just so many moving parts. It's hard to keep up with everything for the average consumer.
Right.
What the consumer does know in most instances is the fee that they're paying their advisor, because they can ask them, hey, what am I paying you? What are you going to charge me? And let's just say it's 1%. What they're not obligated to tell you is the fees that are going on behind the scenes to run all the mutual funds and everything that you own behind that. So let's say that you own XYZ company mutual fund. Well, if that's a $2 billion fund and there's a management team that's managing that $2 billion, well, they don't work for free.
No.
Right? there's usually another 1 to 1.5% on top of that that gets subtracted off the gross rate of return of that fund that you never see. It doesn't show up on your statement. And I have families come in all the time. Well, Kyle, I looked at my statement. I didn't see it. Well, yeah, it's not on there. They don't have to disclose that to you, right? Now, we're a fiduciary firm. I have to disclose everything to you. Mm-hmm. We have to go through everything.
Your fees have to be disclosed, but theirs don't.
Right. Yep. Right. And I choose to do that. And we've chosen to be a fiduciary firm for a number of years. I've held that license for a long time. And so we're proud of that. And what I tell families all the time is that our fees are going to range. It depends on the product that we choose. It's going to be between zero and our highest is 1.8. That covers everything. So, but out of that, whether it's zero or whether it's somewhere in between that 1.8, the question is, does my value equate to the fee that you're paying in there? And does it still make it a positive on your end, the consumer? And when I put my plan versus your, what I find is most families don't have a plan, they have a portfolio.
Right.
So when I put my plan against your portfolio, I'm going to show you that even if we are charging 1.8 across the board on everything, if I can't make a positive difference for you, I have to tell you as a fiduciary to stay where you're at. But if I can, it's usually a significant difference.
I have to do the same thing in the mortgage industry. Mm-hmm. If what I'm doing doesn't have a tangible net benefit and it doesn't help, I have to tell the customer that. I can't make up a loan to give to them just because they want to do a loan. If it doesn't help, I got to say no.
That's right.
Yeah, that's just what's changed.
That's right. I have to talk with you like I would a family member that I
that's
liked.
Right.
That I'm going to invite to Thanksgiving, right?
I like a family member that I like, because not all family I like.
Yeah, one that I want to come to Thanksgiving and hang out with. Yes.
Kyle O'Dell is our guest.
You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters right here on Haystack Help Radio. Once again, Kyle is a managing partner. If you're just joining us with Odell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Shipp, check out their website, owrsfirm.com, and Kyle is happy to do a free consultation. You know, and we'll talk about this if we get a chance here before we get out today, but sometimes just a second look. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything except a little bit of time for Kyle just to get a look. And as he said, if you're in good shape, he's got to look at you and tell you that. But you know what? And we just talked about this, the client I sent you. Sometimes it may just be a little tweak here and there. Overall, person could be 90% good. But man, if we can help them out in that 10% deal, could be a huge.
It can be a big difference.
Absolutely. We'll be right back.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Are you buying your first home? Or are you right-sizing or downsizing for lower maintenance or a lock-and-leave lifestyle? This is Pamela Meyer of Denver Home Navigators with Keller Williams. I can help you discover and reach those goals. This is more than just real estate. It's about your life and your dreams. Call me today for your free consultation at 303-506-0106. At Denver Home Navigators, we help map your course. It's all about you. Call me now at 303-506-0106 or visit my website at denverhomenavigators.com. I'm Pamela Meyer, the exclusive agent for Haystack Help Radio, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store. Family owned and operated, they buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 60. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, it's a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friend Kurt Rogers, who's in studio with us at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. Their number is 720-895-0500. We are glad to have in studio today a normal guest on Haystack Help Radio, usually just a different day, but we wanted Kyle Odell with us today. And Kyle is a managing partner with Odell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Shipp. His website is owrsfirm.com. And once again, for a free consultation, you can call Kyle at 303-780-7350. Two words that scare people to death a little bit once we get a little older. And, Kurt, it's amazing how we didn't really think about this 30s, 40s.
No, we don't think about it.
Even early 50s. But now, crossing over, getting close to that
right
60
here.
Mark. Yeah. Social Security. When people sit across from me, Kyle, what's the biggest fears with Social Security or maybe even some misconceptions with it?
You know, I think the biggest worry that anyone has is the Social Security fund, that system, that pension fund, is it going to run out at some point in the future? You know, and people worry about it on the short term. Well, last year there was approximately $15 billion, 15 with a B, billion, $15 billion that was added to the Social Security fund, $15 billion more than what went out. So meaning there's still a greater positive cash flow coming in than what's going out of that program. And if the government makes no changes to the program, it's set to run out and exhaust itself in 2036. So we have some time,
right?
The problem is we know Congress and so forth that they don't make any changes until the 11th hour, mm-hmm. right? So they're probably not going to make any changes to that program for a long time. But even at that point, let's just say that they did not make any changes. There would still be enough tax revenue coming in to meet 75% of their obligations at that point. And to fix the problem, it would literally take them 5 minutes to do. And it would be as simple as moving the full retirement age for everyone, moving it back a year. They could do that. Right now, we pay taxes on our income. So if you make up to $121,000 a year, you pay a Social Security tax. Anything above $121,000 that you make, you don't pay a Social Security tax on, right? All they have to do is remove that cap. And then that would fund the program from here on out. There are a number of things that they could do. They could raise the Social Security tax it's approximately like 0.5% on all payroll mm-hmm. across the country. That would fund the program. To fix it would be very easy to do. It's just that they have a lot of other things on the front burner that are more important. They need to fix Medicaid. They need to fix Social Security disability. Those programs are going to run out much sooner than Social Security. So, you know, the generation, the baby boomers, that generation, I don't believe that they really need to have much of a concern as to whether or not Social Security is going to run out. I think there are other programs that are much more apt to run out.
Right.
One of the questions I have on Social Security, do you have to work to get it? It's kind of, I would simply say yes, but do you really have to work to get Social Security?
You should. But
the government's in here.
Right. Well, then we have some options. So it depends. If you don't work and you were married, so let's say I'm a stay-at-home spouse that, you know, you raise the kids, which is more than a full-time job. And you never worked, but your spouse did, then you're able to file for half of your spouse's benefit. at a point in time.
Okay.
So you can file for half your spouse's benefit. There are ways to be able to, and I have families come in my office all the time that you know, maybe don't know about that, where they just assume that, well, one spouse worked, one didn't, and so the one that worked is going to get a benefit, the other one's not. Well, even that, the one that didn't, you can still apply and get approximately half of your spouse's benefit.
There's so many different ways, as I know Scott's asked me in the past because he's older and he wants to know more about Social Security, is to how you can maximize what you've got coming out. When's the best time to start? So many different ways of doing different things. And we only have 20 minutes left, and that ain't going to be enough time, but kind of give us an idea.
Right. So when it comes to Social Security, there are, for a married couple, 567 ways to file.
See, told you.
It's a government program. Yes, government-run program. But I can bring some clarification, I think, to this area. To maximize Social Security, it's simple. It's the same answer for everyone. Wait till age 70 to take it. Then you maximize your benefit. You get the most out of it. But what we want to do with families is to optimize it, where we get the most out of it based on your situation. So in that case, we need to look at a number. There are a bunch of determining factors. What families unfortunately do, because we're a take it now, get it now society, is that we typically file as soon as we retire and take it as soon as we possibly can, and therefore limiting in ourselves, especially because life expectancy, we're living longer and longer and longer. And one of the poor decisions that I think that it's the worst decision that families make when it comes to their Social Security is, well, Kyle, what if I die tomorrow? Well, if you die tomorrow, I can't do anything about that. You know, you have a lot of other assets you didn't spend either. So, you know, but odds are, you're going to, as long as your health is decent, unless there is a problem, then we need to look to get the most out of that. And so with that, we want to optimize it. And how you optimize it, we need to ask you a lot of questions. We need to sit down and talk about, you know, what's your life expectancy look like in your family? Are you healthy? What do all of your other assets look like? Do you have a pension? Do you have IRAs? Do you have other accounts and so forth? Is there an age difference between you and your spouse? Like, you know, there are a lot of factors that come into this. And I'll tell you the one of the biggest things, just in case a family doesn't come in and sit down with me to get a Social Security analysis, which is what we can run. And when we do that, I'll run it two ways. I'll run it. You tell me how you want to run it. Then I'll run it based on me asking you those questions and getting those answers. Usually I'm a $240,000 difference.
I get more money.
Yes. 240.
240.
Come spend 20 minutes with me. I'm worth 240.
I have an opportunity to make, yeah. So if you want to charge me 1%, I pay you 1%.
I'm worth that.
Of 240.
Yes. You're buying
lunch.
You get
24 grand. I make 240. We're good to go.
We're good. That's a fair trade.
You and I are friends now.
Yes. Yes. I made the Christmas card list. We're good.
There you go.
We're good. So when we look at that, I'll run it the way you want to run it, you know, and I'll run it the way to optimize it. But here's the big key in all this. Let's say I have a married couple. Whoever has the highest benefit between the two of you, I don't care if it's, you know, the man, the woman, it doesn't matter. Whoever has the highest benefit, that's the one that we typically really need to focus on maximizing to get the most out of. Reason being, and in most cases, let's just talk in general terms here. In most cases, it tends to be the guy. Okay. So let's say, and usually the guy is usually older than his wife. So we're just, you know, in general,
we're stating a fact. We're not making choices here.
Exactly. Not everyone's different. Okay. So in general terms, let's say the guy had the higher Social Security amount, and let's say he's 2, 3, 4, 5 years older than his wife, whatever that may be. In general terms, we want to maximize his Social Security benefit because at some point, the guy, we usually pass away first.
Yes.
And when you pass away, if let's say that my Social Security benefit is $2,000, let's say my wife's is $1,000. Well, as soon as I pass away, she's going to stop receiving her $1,000 and she's going to get mine.
Right.
She generally receives the higher of the two. Now, if I care about my wife, which I do, I want to maximize my benefit and get the most out of it because odds are I'm going to pass away first and she's going to outlive me. Widows outlive the men in general in terms of the Social Security stats by 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if I want to take care of my wife in that case and my kids, my family, I want to maximize my benefit for her and get the most out of it. So we want to look at that full picture, and that's where a financial plan comes into play. What I find is most families, they pay into Social Security for 30 or 40 years, and on the Social Security website, it says this on their website, it says you can figure out how to file for Social Security out of 567 ways in 15 minutes. It's easy. That's what it says on that website. That's awful.
That's like trying to find health care nowadays.
Yes.
There's so many, but you can do it in 15 minutes. Just go online and do it.
Oh, it's so easy. So easy. You won't make a mistake, I promise. Yeah. So, and with that, unfortunately, and the Social Security Administration, if you set an appointment to go into their office, usually generally their employees are very knowledgeable. They're good at what they do. Unfortunately, they are prohibited from giving you advice. So you can't go in and say, hey, you know, should I file for my benefit today, tomorrow, next year, next month? How should we do that? Do this out of those 567 ways. The only thing that they can do is they can give you advice to say, based on today being October 31st, this is the best way for you to file based on today. We can't tell you about tomorrow. We can't tell you about next month, next year. We can't talk to you about your other assets and how you should file based on those. Can't do any of that. Unfortunately, their hands are tied. So when it comes to Social Security, the big key is, in most instances, to maximize the higher income earners' benefit to get the most out of that. But we're happy to run that analysis for you. We can do that. It takes us 20 minutes or so to do, ask you a few questions, put that together, and on average, the typical family I work with, it's about a $240,000 difference.
Wow. You know, if you just take that conversation alone in a consultation with you, I would imagine 75% of the people, and I may be low there, are shocked to learn what you just said.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. You know, I ask families all the time, and I do this in group settings when I speak, is, you know, I ask families, I ask the entire crowd, hey, who in here, how many ways can a married couple file for Social Security? And I'll start getting answers 4, 5, 6, 7. You know, they think it's all based on an age. Mm-hmm. Well, I can do it at 62 and 63 and 60. They think that, but unfortunately, you know, as we know, it's a government run program. So it's going to be highly complex and a lot of different variables to it. And there are all kinds of things. You know, I give you an example that, you know, if you were married for, and I have families every, about once or twice a year, I'll have someone come in my office that is divorced, that was married for more than 10 years, and they're just filing on their Social Security benefit. They don't know that they can file on their ex-spouse's benefit. And all of a sudden, we have them do that, and we get a lot more out of it. So you can, if you were married for 10 years, and there's some more rules to it than that. It depends on if you remarried and when and so forth. But if you were married for 10 years, example, Johnny Carson. He was married three times, all of them more than 10 years. Now, guess what all those ex-wives are doing?
Filing against his Social Security.
All three are receiving his Social Security.
At a max of 121 a year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Right? So there is a lot to it. You have one chance to get this right, because once you file, you have 12 months to make a change or an adjustment. And if you don't in that 12-month period, you're stuck with what you chose. So you have one chance to get this right. We need to get that right.
Yeah. You need to know before you do it.
Kyle Odell is our guest. Odell Winkfield, Roseman & Shipp is the firm. OWRSfirm.com, 303-780-7350. When we come back, something Kyle's done on our show with Haystack a few times. We've talked about 401ks a little bit, and he has a little program called the 401k Optimizer. And then we'll find out just what that first consultation will look like for you. This is Haystack Help Radio.
Okay, turn here. Well, watch it.
During the moment when you're in a serious car accident, you aren't thinking about who's at fault.
Oh no, what if I never hear my kids laugh again?
You're not thinking about hospital bills or insurance claims.
What if I never hear my husband say I love you again?
I changed your oil.
And you're not thinking about police reports or who your lawyer should be.
I never thought this would happen to me.
In the split second when you're in a car accident, you're thinking about the most important things in life. When you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886. Kevin will help you determine who's at fault, what to say to the insurance company, and who will help pay for your hospital bills, so you can get back to thinking about the important things. That's Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886. 8886.
Scott Whatley, host of Haystack Help Radio, and Dr. Shane Stedman of Integrated Health Systems invite you to an introductory seminar Thursday, January 11th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Englewood Library. This is your first step toward radically improving your eating habits and therefore radically improving your health. Dr. Stedman and his staff at Integrated Health Systems will guide you through a six-week program, including weekly check-in calls, recipes and meal plans, natural supplements, a private in-office appointment with a metabolic coordinator. And when you call before Friday, December 29th, and mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 20% off the entire six-week program. Call Integrated Health Systems at 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617, and become healthier by eating healthier. Sign up for the introductory seminar with Dr. Stedman today.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Get $3 off coupons at O'Reilly Auto Parts and wherever fishing and hunting licenses are sold. Go to sportsexpos.com for store locations and show information. The Sportsman's Expo, coming January 11th through 14th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver.
Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is having its year-end clearance sale on all new 2017 Chevrolets. Other Chevy dealers are offering 20% off. We're going to top that. We're offering 30% off on new Chevrolets. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, turning on your radio, glad you're with us. This is a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Kurt Rogers, our good friend at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt in studio. Our guest has been today, Kyle Odell. And Kyle is a managing partner with Odell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Shipp. For a free consultation, you can give Kyle a call, 303-780-7350. Check out his website at owrsfirm.com. Kyle, about 5 minutes left here today, but I want to touch on 401ks a little bit. A lot of people still have those, but I just wonder how much people really understand where their money is, what's going on with it. But you have a program called the 401k Optimizer. Tell us about that.
You know, Scott, the complaint that I get from families that come in my office all the time is that, you know, I have a 401k at work and I did not receive any help in choosing the investments inside of there. And the companies are prohibited from doing that because of ERISA rules and so forth. So, you know, they don't want to open themselves up to legal action if they were to give you advice that didn't turn out well in that 401k. So one of the programs that we use through one of our money managers, Howard Capital, is a program called a 401k Optimizer. It does three main things. One, it tells you which investments to choose inside that 401k, all the different options that you have. So let's say you have 30 different mutual funds to choose from. It will tell you how to allocate your money between those 30. The other thing that it'll do is every quarter, it's going to tell you to rebalance. Because you know, in one of your funds, you may have done really well and another one may be down. Well, that's a time to sell high and buy low. It's going to tell you to reallocate that and balance things out in the right percentages. So that's number two. Number three, and most important, is that program is designed to help you to avoid the big drops in the market. No guarantees, no promises, but Howard Capital has a very good track record going back, and they did a very good job back in 08 based on their algorithm. to put things together to help families. They would tell you inside that 401k at that point, let's say that things are getting really choppy and volatile in the market and their algorithm turns negative and it tells them, hey, you know, we should inform everyone to move to a safer spot. What would happen is you would receive an email saying, move everything in your 401k to the safest spot, and it will tell you exactly where to do that. It'll say to move it to an income fund or maybe a money market account, whatever that may be. And it may keep you there for a week, may keep you there for a year. And it's going to tell you when to move back into the market when things are looking better based on their formula and looking at the market. But it's done very, very well over the years overall. Again, you know, we can't make any promises moving forward, but it has it does have a very good track record, and it's a piece to help you to choose those different investments inside the 401k to allocate those assets the right way and hopefully to avoid the big drop.
That's that defensive posture that you said your money managers do.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I think most people just contribute their 401k. They have no
right.
idea.
Well, here's a real simple analogy. You know, it's like, you know, most of us, 99 out of 100 of us, if we're going to drive home from work today and head home, we would not drive home without a seatbelt on. Right?
Right.
But with this program, aren't any guarantees to it, but at least I have a seatbelt now. Maybe a little bit better of an opportunity to stay safe. And it's a program that I give all my clients, I give this away like candy. Whenever I speak in front of groups and so forth, if someone wants that program, call my office. Just say that you want that you heard about the 401k Optimizer. We'll give us your email address, and we'll email that to you and give it to you. It's a fantastic program. You know, like I said, there aren't any guarantees to it that we're going to continue to get that right if there's another big market drop, but it has a very good track record.
Great. Mr. Rogers, your disclosure, sir.
Affordable interest mortgage, 7400 East Arapahoe Road, Suite 109, Centennial, Colorado, 80112-720-895-0500. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate, and we are an equal credit lender, NMLS number 298-191.
Great. And again, if you'd like that 401k Optimizer, you can give Kyle's office a call, 303-780-7350. And again, he offers a free consultation. So, Kyle, thank you. I'm sure this won't be our last time to do this with Kurt.
Thanks, Scott.
All right,
thanks,
we appreciate Kyle. It. Thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. A lot of great companies to do businesses with there. And our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.